All right, Kevin Barker, where do you want to start after that one?
David Phelps.
Boston winning 6-5. Have at it. I know you've been waiting. Have at it, my friend.
Well, he's a movement guy. He relies a lot on movement with the curveball and the cutter. When he doesn't have good extension, he's falling off to the first base side. You see how erratic it is. He doesn't pitch ahead. If he's not pitching ahead because he's not a high-velocity guy, he tends to get hammered. He gives up runs. Tim Mayza, we've talked about that the last couple of days. He looks to me like he's forcing velocity. When you see a guy throw it, he's getting a little bit more oomph into it. That's not so much location. That means he's forcing velocity. And when you do that, you tend to leave the ball down the middle. Verdugo right now is not missing those. You know, you got a hot lineup. You got to make good pitches. They didn't do that tonight. It was a great ball game, I thought. You know, you had some great at-bats. You had some really good pitching. You had some good defense. You had some good base running. The Blue Jays just couldn't finish the deal.
Three runs for the Red Sox in that inning, in the 10th inning. On one hit, a double by Verdugo. The damage, a hit batter by David Phelps. A terrific double play turned by Kevin Biggio and Alejandro Kirk. And then, as we mentioned, Alex Verdugo, the one guy that was really doing damage for the Red Sox in this series. Kevin, Yusei Kikuchi goes tomorrow. Mm-hmm. First of five against the Rays. We'll talk about that more in Blair and Barker tomorrow. But I want to ask you about this. Where do you... You talked about how this was a good game. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the Jays, you know, obviously bullpen issues, but they held Rafael Devers 2 for 12 in this series. JD Martinez 0 for 12 in this series. Xander Bogaerts 3 for 12. I mean, Alex Verdugo was 6 for 12 and he had 4 RBI today. But if you look at the meat of that lineup, the meat, as Ben Wagner said, the meat of a lineup that was on a roll coming into Toronto, they did a nice job containing that team. And you know, the Jays still, they've played well against the Red Sox this year. They really have.
They sure have. Well, again, the starting pitching's been really good. Like, the starting pitching is going to give the Blue Jays a chance to win those games. You mentioned 2-3-4 in the Red Sox order. Adding and subtracting was a big deal against those guys, right? It was, they didn't fall in any pattern. They pitched in to JD Martinez, which is a big deal. They weren't afraid to move Xander Bogaerts' feet. They weren't afraid to throw Rafael Devers early in counts, off-speed pitches, trying to get him to chase, right? He's a young guy who wants to do something. You just mentioned it. What'd you say, 2-for-12 in this series? He's a young guy who wants to do something. When his team's not winning baseball games, he thinks he has to make up for that. He tends to chase a little bit. They did a good job. They nibbled. They tried to let them get themselves out. They did a really good job against those guys. And again, we've been talking about this, Jeff. It's the bullpen. The Blue Jays, Ross talked about it today in his little scrum there. It's about solidifying whenever Charlie goes out and hands the ball, who's he going to hand it to? Yeah. Right now, there's just not that one guy that, you know, when you hand the ball to him, that inning's over, that's taken care of, well, and now you pass the baton to somebody else, and they just don't have anybody to pass the baton to.
Yeah, and Kevin, here we go now. You see Kikuchi starting tomorrow.
Oof.
Jordan Romano, I don't know if Jordan Romano will be available tomorrow.
Probably not.
Tim Mayza's worked two nights in a row. It may
not
be a bad thing if he's not available tomorrow. Adam Simber's worked two nights in a row, I believe. Yep, he's worked two nights in a row.
You're looking at Trent Thornton and Max Castillo and Matt Gage.
Yeah.
Oof.
And Sergio Romo.
Runs.
Come on, man. Sergio Romo was up in the bullpen.
He was like three different times.
Yeah. He's pumped, man. He wants a World Series ring. I'm telling you.
Well, I hope he does. I hope he does a good job. I root for guys that are 39 years old and still trying to make it. I mean, 15 years in the big leagues, Jeff. I mean, that's pretty cool in itself.
Yeah, it is.
Again, it gets back to the offense. You know, the Tampa Bay Rays are really good at keeping other teams from scoring runs. The Blue Jays, big guys in the middle of that order, are going to have to do a lot. Not a little.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do a lot.
Yeah, that is a great point. Let's talk a little bit about Alec Manoah tonight and the dugout clearing incident, which I call it an incident. I guess that's what it is. I mean, it was J.P. Crawford going over the top and pile driving guy scale that we saw in the Mariners Angels tilt. You know, I give this one like a -5 for intensity. I mean, it was almost one of those things where, you know, Alejandro Kirk gets hit, Vladdy's getting into it a bit with Pivetta. Vladdy gets out of the dugout. And at that point, it's one of those things where, oh, Jesus, what did I just do? Why am I out here? You know, and then everybody starts walking in, and there's lots of gesturing, and Rafael Devers kind of comes in and gets between everybody, and it was funny. You could see Alex Cora. Alex Cora's in the corner of the dugout, and he's going to Charlie, no, 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 and he's going like that. But the reason I mention that is warnings were given out. I want to talk about this with Alec Manoah. Warnings were given out, and one of the things that, obviously, when a warning is given out, now Alec Manoah's got to, he's been establishing inside. He's got to pitch inside against these guys. I'm watching that thinking, I want to see how he handles that. Because, you know, Alec Manoah, hey, he's spotlight guy, big guy. This is his team. You just threw it as catcher. I thought that was I don't know if I'd say it was necessarily a growing experience for him, but I like the way he, hey, listen, I like the way he, quote unquote, stayed within himself there. I really do.
We saw him use pitch com with a runner on second base. It's the first time all year we've seen that.
Yes.
So he's growing up on trying to do the little things to give him an advantage. We saw him throw his glove at a bunt single. You ever seen that, Jeff?
I don't think I have, but of course, you know the rule. If the glove hits the ball,
it's three bases. Right.
And, yeah.
I've never seen that.
I'm certain at some point somebody may pull him aside and say, you know that throwing the glove thing? You know, that's okay when you're shagging in the outfield. It's okay to do that. But you may want to pack that away for the rest of the year. Let's put it that way.
It make you laugh. Alec Manoah is something special, man. It's the slider, for whatever reason, just wasn't tunneling long enough to keep it in the strike zone to where it was competitive. That was the big thing tonight. He just didn't have it to go to when he needed it the most. And he'd been sort of like that the last couple of starts, where it just seems like, for whatever reason, he's not finishing it, and it's not tunneling as long as he wants it to tunnel to keep it in the strike zone to where that he's getting swing and misses on it. So he used three different heaters. He had a sinker, he had a two-seamer, he had the four-seamer. It was moving all over the place. He basically dominated the Red Sox, other than the fastball that he threw right down the middle to Verdugo.
416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Going to be a quick one tonight, folks. Gary in Newfoundland, though, you've been patiently waiting. You want to talk about the Jays starting pitchers, and you want to talk a little bit about Mr. Kikuchi tomorrow.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, man. It's so are we in tomorrow already in Newfoundland?
Well, yeah, you are.
Okay.
It's 12:45 right now.
Oh, man, what? And you are a fan. Not only are you up with the game, you're calling.
I'm a Blue Jays fan since day one. I got to see one game in Toronto many, many years ago in an old exhibition stadium.
Yeah, man.
So that was my only time to be in Toronto to see a Blue Jays game, and I've been a fan ever since they came into existence.
We got to get you out here for a game. We got to get you out here for a game. Barker will pay for your plane ticket. We'll get you out here.
Oh, really? Geez.
Yeah.
Thank you. Kevin, you're yeah. One of a kind.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah,
I
you're am. Definitely one of a kind.
Anyhow, I want to talk about the starting pitchers. We have what I call four solid starting pitchers. The one that's starting tomorrow, I think it's decision day for the Blue Jays brass. If he fares well, okay, you got something to work with. If he has another, what I call, subpar game tomorrow, I think it's time. And I agree with Jeff on that. I think you put him in the pen. He's got to straighten out what he's doing, because if he... if the trend is the way he's been going lately, you know, you have to decide right now, you know, because he's taxing that bullpen when he's out there to begin with. So that's my thoughts on that. So I hope I put something positive on it for tomorrow. I hope he does straighten things out. I really do, because we can use all the arms we can use, right?
Oh, yeah, we certainly can, Gary. Thanks for the call, man. Thanks for staying up. And give your number to the board, and Barker will call you and get the tickets sent your way.
You're funny,
Gary's
Jeff.
Gary's hung up already. Come on, man. Yeah, look, you know, I mean, Ross Atkins did his media availability today. He was pretty clear.
Hey,
he does not seem concerned.
Jeff, I got
Kikuchi starting tomorrow. So,
Jeff,
go ahead.
I got to say this: you always pick a guy every year to light some candles for. Okay,
yeah,
well,
I know I do.
You may want to start. Like that's what he's one of those guys where you may need all the help you can possibly get. I just don't. Again, I'm usually not on the fence about anything. You know me. I'm going to pick a side. With this guy, I have really no idea. Like, if you put him in the pen, what's he going to give you? You just can't throw him down there and forget about him. You can't not pitch him. When would you ever throw him? Like, would that help him? Would that make him any better? Like, you want to get the most out of Yusei Kikuchi you can get out of him for 2022 and just throwing him in the pen and leaving him down there and never throwing him? I just don't know if that's going to help him. So,
well,
I don't know what
do you
right
do tomorrow
answer is.
Kevin, we've already talked about I don't know if there's any – which leverage guy is left for tomorrow? I don't know. I don't know which leverage guy. This may be a thing. I mean, I may tell you this. You say Kikuchi, he may just have to wear it tomorrow. He may have to throw 100 pitches tomorrow. And if it's 14-1 when you leave the game, well, you know, could have been worse. Could have been 15-1. I mean, that's basically, I think, where we are with Yusei Kikuchi right now. You're going to go out and you're going to have to throw 100 pitches tomorrow. And you know, we'll try to keep you in the game a little bit, son. But every now and then, don't be afraid to have a quick resolution out, you know, or maybe throw a fastball over the plate. But I think it was going to come down to, I thought it was going to be a whole lot of Matt Gage and Sergio Romo going on.
Maybe, man. Okay. There's probably nothing wrong with that. Not a lot of that, but there's probably nothing wrong with that. And I'm sure they'll get their turn to throw tomorrow because there's really not any other options. It's just what. What does he need to do early in the game to give himself confidence to go out there the next couple of innings and be decent? Doesn't he have to be great? Give him 4 1/3, 4 2/3, 5 1/3. Turn it over to whoever you got to turn it over to. Give the offense a chance to score enough runs to beat the Tampa Bay Rays. That's all you need to do.
The Rays are in town tomorrow night, 7:07 first pitch. It is the first of five games, including that doubleheader on Saturday. We'll take a break, come back, wrap it up, and our friends at ESPN Stats and Info have got some stats here that are going to make you feel – well, they're going to make you feel even worse than you feel right now if you're at the game tonight. And I will give you those stats when we come back. It's Blue Jays Talk on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. And now the Bet365 standings update. With Bet365, you can bet on things like player props, totals, or the money line across many different sports. 19+, play responsibly, Ontario only. Well, you already know that the Boston Red Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays tonight 6-5. Elsewhere in the American League, in the American League East, in particular, Kevin Barker, the New York Yankees, ho-hum, they won again tonight. 5-3 over the Oakland Athletics. Tampa Bay, they lost to the Milwaukee Brewers, so the standings are as follows. The Yankees are 56-20. Boston is 43-33. The Blue Jays are 42-33. Tampa's 40-34. Baltimore's 35-42. The Rays are, of course, coming into Toronto tomorrow for the first of five. That's right, five games against the Toronto Blue Jays at the Rogers Center. Here's a stat. I'm going to drop it on you, Kevin. The Yankees and the Red Sox are the first pair of teams from the same division ever. That's ever. That's even longer than I've been alive. To post a 750 or better winning percentage in the same calendar month, minimum 15 games. The Red Sox will finish June at 20-6. The Yankees can do no worse than 22-6. So it's like kind of that Mission Impossible thing for the Blue Jays. Your task, gentlemen, should you choose to accept it, etc., etc. After the Red, seeing the Red Sox here, Red Sox, Yankees, Jays. Leave Tampa out for a minute. 1, 2, 3. Rate the teams.
It's not even close. The Yankees are a far and away way better team. The Red Sox, the Blue Jays, you flip a coin. Both of those teams don't have a bullpen. Tanner Houck should have to buy the entire team dinner for the next 2 weeks because of what he did in the bullpen. And you can see Alex Cora over there pulling his hair out.
I'll tell
you
what
hair he had left, trying to figure out how many pitches you need to leave a guy in to at least give them a chance to win a game and let the offense score some runs. So yeah, for me, you could mix the Red Sox and the Blue Jays together. You can flip a coin. On one day, the Blue Jays are better than the Red Sox. The other day, the Red Sox are better than the Blue Jays. So, you know, what's the old saying, Jeff? If you're not first, you're last.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I don't know about buying dinner or whatever for the team, but somebody's got to do something for Matt Strom. 41 pitches in relief tonight for the Boston Red Sox. 41 pitches, crazy, retiring George Springer, who'd homered earlier in the game, to get out of a jam. So there you go. 6-5, the Boston Red Sox beat the Jays. The Jays still take 2 of 3. Tampa's in town tomorrow for the 1st of 5. You know what that means? Hug your loved ones, light some candles, pray to whoever you pray to. Yusei Kikuchi's got the ball tomorrow night, and here come the Rays. Thanks for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, served up by the always game-ready Jack Link's Meat Snacks. Feed your wild side, baseball fans.